It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
Hey all, Victoria here. If you'd asked us last Saturday what could possibly go wrong on shearing day, we could have extemporized for as long as you were willing to listen. Even after we set up our station and Aaron, our expert shearer, arrived, the list of potential obstacles was deep and long. Let me tabulate our specific anxieties, so you can share in the fullness of this journey alongside us. Would it rain? We'd already rescheduled once due to weather. If it rains and the sheep's fleeces get wet, they'll mold and become unusable, as well as clogging the shearing equipment, sticking to every available surface, and ensuring a miserable afternoon. Conversely, would it be too hot? The temperature was threatening to reach the high 90s, somehow with both full sun and a marginal chance of rain in the afternoon. Would we be able to stay hydrated and have enough shade for both us and the flock? Without a barn, we wouldn't have shelter. This led to a branching series of possible catastrophes, both amplifying the effect of bad weather and introducing new challenges concerning sheep movement. We settled on setting up the sheep in the old cattle corral, an open pen with none of the gates and chutes that usually facilitate moving a herd. Once Aaron arrived, we had a new and unexpected hiccup. The new electrical plug-in that had been hastily installed after we lost the barn wasn't working. We reset it and waited with bated breath while Aaron pulled the cord of his clippers. Nothing. Troy had planned ahead and seen to it that our generator was brought back from the brink of obsolescence, so he quickly wheeled it over, and we held our breath again as we started it up. This time the clippers buzzed to life, we exhaled, and began to take our places for the arduous ballet that was to follow. But don't worry. Or rather, do worry, as we weren't done worrying yet either. Given that we would handle each sheep individually while it was being sheared, Troy thought this would be a great opportunity to make sure everyone's hooves were trimmed and they were dusted with anti-lice medication. With all the potential chaos of wrangling in an open pen, there was some skepticism bandied about the feasibility of getting all this accomplished while also moving fast enough to get everyone through the process. For the record, I was not the doubting Thomas in this situation. I was a trusting Thomas. Undaunted, Troy set up his own sheep spa and clinic in the far corner of the pen. We'd filled a cooler with ice water, rounded up the herd, and double-checked the forecasts. Then it was time, and each of us wearing our own slightly eccentric sun hat, we braced ourselves for the starting gun. Aaron was in his element, casually rolling up to the pen in a Subaru hatchback with a bumper sticker that read, "Bah!" But this was the first shearing for Troy and I, and even after all of our preparations, we didn't know quite what to expect. Weirdly, once the clippers were buzzing, the next 4 hours went by shockingly quickly. Mark and I traded off wrangling, delicately carrying or gently wrestling a sheep to Aaron's plywood stage, then crouching to gather wool into individually labeled bags. As soon as Aaron was done with the lamb, he would release it into Troy's hands, where they were spirited into a hammock to have their nails done with professional speed. Although the line of sheep seemed never-ending, we eventually scooped up the last one, bagged her beautiful fleece, and stood back to admire our work. Aaron shook hands all around, then hopped in his Subaru to head to the next farm. Our flock, newly light and free without their winter coats, were let out to pasture with more than usual frolicking. Mark, Troy, and I hauled 52 new bags of wool into the house, weighed them, 146 pounds total, and tossed them into the cabin over the stairs. When we finally collapsed into chairs on the porch, sweaty glasses of cider in our hands, it was with a feeling of triumph. None of our worst fears had come to pass. Whether this was due to luck or to our abundance of nervous preparations, things had shaken out just fine. We clinked our glasses with the traditional toast. Cheers!
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.